But first, Australia's inflation numbers have come in lower than expected, reducing the pressure on the Reserve Bank Board to cut interest rates again. The latest data from the Bureau of Statistics shows that despite the holiday shopping period, price rises were contained in the last few months of 2012. Joining us now is our finance reporter Sue Lannan. So Sue, was there any increase in prices over the December quarter?
Well, prices did rise 0.2%, but of course that is a very small increase, and particularly small when you compare the previous quarter. Over the September quarter, prices in fact rose more than 1%, and that was because of the introduction of the carbon tax. So in the December quarter, we saw big falls in vegetable prices, in of course the price of electronics and the price of pharmaceuticals. Where we saw price rises were petrol, accommodation, holiday travel and accommodation, and also in terms of rents, which of course are always going up. Over the year, the inflation rose about 2.2%. Now, that is a step up from the September quarter, but Eleanor, still very much within the Reserve Bank's target range of 2 to 3%.
So does this mean the Reserve Bank Board will put off any move on rates for the foreseeable future?
Well, actually, it could go either way. Of course, the economic theory is if prices rise more than the target, the Reserve Bank should cut rates. But we're in totally different times now. We've seen 175 basis points, so almost 2% cut in interest rates since November 2011, and that's very much to stimulate the economy. We know that unemployment is rising in Australia. Demand for home loans is weak. Business confidence isn't very good, although consumer confidence has picked up. So the Reserve Bank could, in fact, cut interest rates on February the 5th. That's what some economists are saying. However, they're putting the chances of a rate cut at about 40%. It is likely, they say, that rates, though, will be cut again a little bit later in the year, maybe March or April.
Sue Lannan, our finance reporter, thank you.